Kam Ngā Māori, RNZ Pacific News, I'm Tiana Haxton. Kiribati High Court Judge David Lamborn says the decision by Parliament to remove him from office is driven by politics and undermines the country's democracy. MPs voted very early yesterday morning to accept a recommendation from a hastily set up tribunal that Judge Lamborn be removed. Alicia Foon has more.
Mr. Lamborn fears the government will now try and deport him. The decision is the culmination of nearly 4 years of effort to remove the Australian-born judge, who was married to the opposition leader Tessie Lamborn, and who has lived in Kiribati for 20 years. Mr. Lamborn says when he sought to challenge the legitimacy of President Tanis Mamal's actions, he suspended the Chief Justice. When the Court of Appeal upheld the correctness of the Chief Justice's earlier decision regarding his tenure, he suspended all three Court of Appeal judges. Mr. Lamborn says an absence of accountability only leads to authoritarianism.
A politics professor says the reinstatement of Fiji's sacked education minister is all about the coalition's government's need for stability. Newly elected Soldalba leader Aseri Randrondro was reinstated as the Minister for Education on Thursday after Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka sacked him in January. Mr. Randrondro was removed and placed on the backbench indefinitely due to insubordination and disobedience to Mr. Rambuka's directive. However, Mr. Rambuka said that Randrondro was given a 3-month stand-down despite no earlier statements to back his claims. Professor Vijay Naidu says the government wants to restore order.
There would be others who want this government to finish its term, and the finishing of the term, I think, overrides all the other points of view. And so in that sense, it's good for the coalition government and good for political stability.
A health leader says she is confident with the way people in Samoa are handling the dengue fever outbreak. In the latest update, 34 new cases were recorded in the week from April 15th to 21st. A half-day clean-up happened yesterday afternoon, with government employees joining in the efforts to eradicate mosquito breeding grounds. Penina Health Trust Chief Executive Ronnie Lealaia Oloto has offices in Samoa and has been travelling to and from New Zealand.
Samoans are resilient and there doesn't seem to be any panicking or unnecessary buying up of any products, because also locals have their beliefs on what they can use as well, you know, to deter mosquitoes.
Vanuatu's Internal Affairs Minister has revealed many Ni Vanuatu citizens are in Australian prisons for offences, varying from very serious crimes to minor offences. Johnny Kuanapo told the media a lawyer who is offering pro bono or free legal services to Ni Vanuatu workers told him about the issue on his recent trip there. The lawyer told him he's handling around 30 cases. The Daily Post reports the minister admitting that labour mobility workers are not briefed properly when they leave Vanuatu is the main issue. He says some offences may be deemed okay in Vanuatu, but considered crimes under Australian law. The Pacific Islands Foreign Fisheries Agency says the latest MOU with the US provides an important platform in many other areas. The Memorandum of Understanding allows U.S. purseine fleets to fish in the exclusive economic zones of 18 Pacific nations and territories. The agreement includes an annual $60 million U.S. dollar payment by the U.S. government for 10 years. Foreign Fisheries Agency Director General Dr. Manutupo Ruzin describes the deal as an enduring partnership.
It's not just about the fishing activities. It's all those important aspects around it to, for example, combat illegal fishing, protect the fishery, to manage and develop the fishery. So we're very excited about this continued work with the United States.
The Northern Marianas generates an average of 34,000 tonnes of waste annually, with nearly one-fifth being plastic waste. The Office of Planning and Development released their waste study findings and management proposal during Earth Day under the theme Planet versus Plastics. This has led to the development of a 5-year solid waste management plan. Proposed initiatives involve recycling programs for offices and schools, educational awareness programs, and recycling centres. In world news, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the US is prepared to take steps against China if it continues to supply Russia with items used for its war in Ukraine. Speaking after talks with President Xi Jinping, Mr. Blinken told the BBC he'd make it clear that China was helping to fuel the biggest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War. From Beijing, here's the BBC's Laura Bicker.
Mr. Blinken was not prepared to say what measures the US was willing to take. Washington may feel it's able to issue this threat from a position of strength. Beijing will not want more sanctions as it tries to get its ailing economy back on track. But it does risk once again derailing an already fragile relationship that Mr. Blinken described as the most consequential in the world.
The Chinese digital technology company ByteDance says it has no intention of selling its hugely popular video platform TikTok to comply with a new US law that it must do so or face a ban in the United States. The US authorities fear Chinese surveillance agencies could use the software to spy on tens of millions of TikTok's American users and to spread propaganda. There had been speculation ByteDance was looking for a buyer for TikTok. However, ByteDance says it strongly rejects the assertions and will fight the law in the courts, which could take years. In Aotearoa, one of the winners at the annual Reo Māori Awards says the goal of their mahi is for tamariki Māori to be able to access anything through te reo. Tata Iahorau Core Education won the digital award at last night's ceremony for their Pukenga Aipurangi Aotearoa Cyber Skills Program. A content specialist at Tata Iahorau, Anahera McGregor, says her team created resources to teach cyber skills to children in both English and te reo.
We want all of our ākonga, our tamariki, our mokopuna to be able to access all the things of the world through te reo Māori, especially those tamariki, those rangatahi that are learning in Māori medium spaces, that we want to ensure they have total access and equitable access.
Also at the Māori Language Awards last night, three wahine, Kahurangi Rangi Marie Naida Glavish, broadcaster Tini Molyneux, and Kohangareo advocate Kuini Moihau Reedy each received a Lifetime Achievement Award, celebrating their contributions to te reo Māori. In sport, the Crusaders have climbed off the bottom of the Super Rugby Pacific standings after a 39-0 whitewashing of the Rebels in Christchurch last night. The defending champions race clear to record just their second win of the season after leading 10-0 at half-time. Sky Sport has more.
There's just been a lot of hard work going behind the scenes, and it was just great to see the discipline. Just really happy for Pens, actually. The way he turns up every week, his positivity with everything going on has been outstanding.
The Chiefs also produced a big second half to beat the Waratahs 38-22 in Sydney. After trailing 12-0, the Chiefs ran in five straight ties, including a double for winger Emoni Narawa. Solomon Islands champions Mataks FC will meet ASPTT in Sunday's final at the OFC Futsal Men's Champions League. OFC media says both sides remain unbeaten after Thursday's clash between the two sides ended in a 1-1 draw. The Tonga Sports Association and National Olympic Committee has confirmed they are going to bid for the hosting rights of the 2031 Pacific Games. Tonga was supposed to have hosted the 2019 Games, but the government of the late Akilisi Pohiva withdrew their support. The country was then taken to court by the Pacific Games Council. In 2022, the current Prime Minister, Huakava Meiliku Siosi Sovaleni, met with the council and resolved the issue. And that's the latest RNZ Pacific news and sports. For more, check our website, rnzi.com.